to Chicago now, where the city's large Ukrainian community watches from afar as Russian troops amass along their home country's border. Russia's threat to Ukraine isn't new, but as WBEZ's Anna Savchenko reports, now some Ukrainian Americans fear the worst for their family back home.
The 100,000 Ukrainian Americans living in the Chicago area are spread across the city and its suburbs. About 10,000 of them live in an area called Ukrainian Village, which with its brown brick buildings and snow-flanked streets resembles Kyiv in the winter. On an icy morning last week, Larisa Simkiev, a Ukrainian-American who emigrated to Chicago in the 1990s, walked out of the arched doorways of a Catholic Ukrainian church after Mass. Since the conflict between Russia and Ukraine began 8 years ago, Simkiev said she and her husband, Vasil, have felt a daily sense of dread.
We feel pain, like sharp pain, like every day was you run to the TV, to the computer to check what's happening there. Now it is like lower.
They're sending money and clothes to relatives they left behind in Ukraine. But like many expats here in Chicago, Vasil fears the worst is yet to come.
We just hope that the invasion is not going to happen because it's going to be terrible.
Galina Parasyuk is an archivist at the Ukrainian National Museum across the street from the church. She says while Chicago's Ukrainian diaspora isn't as large as the one in New York, it's a tight community of established professionals.
It's only here, Ukrainian community, they preserve many Ukrainian institutions, businesses, stores, two museums, churches. It's three churches on one street.
Upstairs in the archives of the museum, Parasyuk scrolls through the images of a recent exhibit they just took down. Photos by Ukrainian photojournalist Petro Oleksiyenko. They document mass demonstrations held by Ukrainians in Chicago in the 1950s, before Ukraine gained independence. The protesters denounced Stalin and the Soviet regime. She points to one of the banners they're holding.
Throw out Russian killers from the United Nations. They demand that Ukraine be free of her oppressor.
Of course, the regime has changed since then, but Parasyuk says Chicago's Ukrainian community sees parallels and calls for the same freedoms they demanded almost 70 years ago.
No to Putin! No
to Putin!
Oksana Markarova is Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S. She recently visited Ukrainian Village to rally support.
Unfortunately, today we see more than 100,000 troops around our border and renewed threat of further aggression.
Markarova says Ukrainians have been living with a fear of war since 2014 and that there is much more at stake than Ukraine's sovereignty.
We are not only fighting for us, we are fighting for any country to make the democratic, to make the civilizational choice to be democratic and free.
Archivist Galina Parasyuk says she worries about her family. She has two adult sons living in Ukraine who could be called to fight if war breaks out.
I am really scared about it. Honestly, yes. And I'm asking myself, what are you going to do? Maybe I'm going to go to Ukraine.
For now, all she can do is pray for a peaceful resolution that doesn't lead to war. For NPR News, I'm Anna Savchenko in Chicago.